Okay, well, that gives me a chance to say, turn with me if you will. But you know what? I'm going to wait. And I'm going to say that again in a second because I want to make an announcement or, well, actually kind of a an introduction, I guess. Normally, this time of year, we are at the second weekend, in this case, the day of the final of the high holy days of the year of the fall feast of the Feast of Sukkot, the last great day. And as a result, as you saw last weekend, the Torah portion that is generally suggested by the tradition is one that essentially is pretty much the same as what we kind of did last week. And as a result, and looking ahead, Simchat Torah is one of those holidays that's not really a biblical holiday. It's more like a goes with the Rosh Hashanah kind of thing. It's a we finished the Torah and we're going to continue to study kind of thing. Oh, I like that aspect of the tradition. But in any case, what always happens, it seems to me, is that there is this big rush towards the end of the Torah, and then the Genesis 1 portion, Bereshit, comes up, and it's a big portion. There's a lot going on in there. And as a result, that and the tradition about reading through the first couple of chapters and so forth, it ends up getting kind of short shrift. And it's such a vitally important chapter, I don't like to have that happen. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the end of the portion for next week, the end of the Torah, as a matter of fact, this week. And that'll give us a chance to spend a little bit more time on both of these than we might otherwise. Because, well, the end is important, and certainly the in the beginning, Bereshit is vitally important, because everything else is built upon that rock. All right, well, let's start though. So turn with me, if you will, to the place where the end of this week's Torah, the end of the Torah, and the beginning of this week's portion, which is the last two chapters in the book, begin. So it's chapter 33, verse 1, and it says, "Vizot habracha," and that is this. And this is the blessing wherewith Moshe, the man of Elohim, blessed the B'nai Israel before his death. So we're going to see the blessing, and one more time kind of a look at all of the various tribes that make up Kol Israel. And he said, Yahuwah came from Sinai, and he rose from Seir unto them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came from the myriads holy. At his right hand was a fiery Torah unto them. Yea, he loved the peoples, all his holy ones. They are in thy hand, and they sit down at thy feet, receiving of thy words. Moshe, it says, commanded us a Torah, an inheritance of the congregation, the Kahal, and it's Kahalat in this case, of Yaakov. There was a king in Jeshurun, when the heads of the people were gathered, all the tribes of Israel together, and here comes the prophetic summary, I guess you would say, of the tribes before Moshe's death. Let Reuben live and not die, in that his men become few. And this for Judah. And he said, Hear, Yahuwah, the voice of Judah, and bring him in unto his people. His hands shall contend for him, and thou shalt be a help against his adversaries. And of Levi, he said, Thy Tumim and thy Urim be with thy Holy One, whom you did prove at Massah, with whom you strove at the waters of Meribah, who said of his father and of his mother, I have not seen him. Neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew he his own children. For they have observed thy word and kept thy covenant. And they shall teach Yaakov your ordinances, and Israel your Torah. They shall put incense before you, and whole burnt offerings upon your altar. Bless Yahuwah his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise up against him, and of them that hate him, that they do not rise again. Now, let's pause here for just a second, because we have the first few tribes, but you notice anything? They seem to be kind of sort of in order, with the exception of the fact that, well, wait a minute, where is Shimon, Simeon? Huh, he's not in here. That's always been kind of fascinating. As I've noted a number of times, different places in the Torah you will see different renderings of the 12 tribes. And there is usually at least something to ponder and pray about in each of those cases when there are differences. All right, back to the list here, or at least the admonitions and the blessings for each of the tribes. Of Benjamin, he said, the beloved of Yahuwah shall dwell in safety by him. He covers him all the day, and he dwells between his shoulders. Of Yosef, he said, Blessed of Yahuwah be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew, and for the deep that coucheth beneath, and for the precious things of the fruits of the sun, and for the precious things of the yield of the moons, and for the tops of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the everlasting hills, and for the precious things of the earth, haaretz, and the fullness thereof, and the goodwill of him that dwelt in the bush. Let the blessing come upon the head of Joseph, and upon the crown of the head of him that is prince among his brethren. His firstling bullock, majesty is his, and his horns are the horns of the wild ox. With them he shall gore all the peoples, all of them, even the ends of the earth. And they, and here we're going to get finally to the two sons, and they are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. Of Zebulun, he said, rejoice, Zebulun, in thy going out, and Issachar, in thy tents. They shall call peoples unto the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of Torah obedience, of righteousness. That root word there, of course, is the word zodic or zodicness, righteousness. For they shall suck the abundance of the seas and the hidden treasures of the sand. And of Gad, he said, blessed be he that enlargeth Gad. He dwells as a lioness and tears the arm, yea, the crown of the head. And he chose a first part for himself, for there a portion of a ruler was reserved. And there came the heads of the people. He executed the righteousness, again, the Torah obedienceness of Yahuwah, and his ordinances with Israel. Of Dan, he said, Dan is a lion's whelp that leaps forth from Bashan. Of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of Yahuwah, possess thou the sea and the south. And of Asher, he said, blessed be Asher above sons. Let him be the favorite of his brethren, and let him dip his feet in oil. Iron and brass shall be thy bars, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. There is none like unto Elohim, O Jeshurun, who rides upon the heaven as thy help, and in his excellency on the skies. The eternal El is a dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he thrust out the enemy from before him, before you, thee, and said, destroy. And Israel dwells in safety, the fountain of Yaakov alone, in a land of corn and wine, yea, his heavens drop with dew. Happy art thou, and that word there, ashrei, the root word. O Israel, who is like unto you? A people saved by Yahuwah, the shield of thy help, and that is the sword of your excellency. And your enemies shall dwindle away before you, and you shall tread upon their high places. All right, so that ends chapter 34 and the blessings. And then it returns to the narrative and the story. And, of course, this is the final part of the story, at least of the life of Moshe. And it says, and Moshe went up from the plains of Moab unto Mount Nebo, the top of Pisgah that is over against Jericho. And Yahuwah showed him all the land, even Gilead, as far as Dan. And all Naphtali, and all the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah, as far as the Hinder Sea, I guess in this case. And the south, and the plain, even the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Zoar. And Yahuwah said unto him, this is the land which I swore unto Abraham, and unto Isaac, and unto Yaakov, saying, I will give it unto your seed. I have caused you to see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there. So it says, Moshe, the servant of Yahuwah, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of Yahuwah. And he was buried in the valley of the land of Moab over against Beth Peor, and no man knows of his sepulcher unto this day. And Moshe, it says, was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the B'nai Israel wept for Moshe in the plains of Moab for 30 days. So finally it says, the days of weeping and the mourning for Moshe were ended. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit, the ruach of wisdom. For Moshe had laid his hands upon him, and the B'nai Israel hearkened unto him, as did Yahuwah command Moshe. So this was the order of the ascension, I guess you'd say, of secession. And in fact, Yahuwah commanded, and Israel did. And there has not arisen, it says, this is one of the famous lines that ends the Torah, there has not arisen a prophet since in Israel like unto Moshe, whom Yahuwah knew face to face, in all the wonders, all the signs which Yahuwah sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh, and to all of his servants, and to all his land, and in all the mighty hand, and in all the great terror which Moshe wrought in the sight of Kol Israel. And that is the end of Deuteronomy. And then, according to tradition, like I said, I like this because we do continue. The idea is to continue to read Torah. It is kind of a saga of study to show yourself approved. So we continue. Bereshit 1:1. And I always like to do this one in the Hebrew, too. And I think this is one of those places where if you haven't committed it to memory, it's not bad. It's not a bad idea to think about it. Bereshit bara Elohim. Et ha-shemayim v'et ha-aretz. And in the beginning. So Bereshit in the beginning. Elohim. And actually it says Bereshit bara. In the beginning, created. In other words, created ex nihilo, out of nothing. Elohim, et, what did he create? Et, the pointer here, Aleph Tav. And right there in verse 1, people will note, is I am the beginning, I am the end, here in the beginning. Et ha-shemayim, the heavens, and what else? Va-et, and also ha-aretz. Now the earth was unformed and void. Tohu v'bohu, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Ruach Elohim hovered over the face of the waters. And Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. And Elohim saw the light that it was good, and Elohim divided the light from the darkness. And Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning. Yom Echad, a unity, day the first is one way to render it. Or one day in some English renderings. All right, well, let's pause there. We will return to Genesis and to the transition between the beginning here and the new beginning. And I'll also note, by the way, that the Haftorah for this week comes from the book of Joshua, and it's essentially the next thing. If you look at the sequence in terms of chronology of the way Scripture lays it out, what happens with people as they go into the land.